Well, shalom, y'all. We are so glad you have joined us for this week's teaching. This week, we're going to be doing part two of our series on Joseph. Last week, we spoke about how Joseph was given a dream at the age of 17 years old. And we talked about how the purpose of this dream was to help Joseph along with his journey and what he was going to be going through in order to be in the right place at the right time, in order to be used for the purpose that he was given. He was given a purpose, and that purpose was to serve as a governor in Egypt to save his family. And he had to go through some things in order to be positioned in the right place, in order to be able to be elevated into that position of governor underneath Pharaoh. And we talked about how that dream was like a fuel unto Joseph, how God gave him something that he could hold on to, that he could think of, that could motivate him to cause him to be faithful and to continue to hold fast to that which was given him, to push him through the trials and the tests that were coming his way. And that's what we're going to talk about this week, is the trials and the testing that Joseph would go through. So we're going to start in Genesis chapter 39, and where we are in this passage is Joseph has told his dream unto his brothers, and his brothers were really upset and angry with him, and they were jealous of him. And so because of that, they threw him in a pit, and then they sold him to the Ishmaelites, okay? And then they bring home his torn jacket, telling his father that they had found it, leaving his father to believe that Joseph was dead somewhere. Now, the Ishmaelites have bought him from his brothers, and so that's where we're going to start in Genesis chapter 39 and verse 1. Now, Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an Egyptian official of Pharaoh, the captain of the bodyguard, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had brought him down there. And Yahweh was with Joseph, so he became a successful man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Now his master saw that Yahweh was with him, and how Yahweh caused all that he did to succeed in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and attended on him, and he appointed him overseer over his house, and all that he owned, he gave in his hand. Now it happened that from the time he appointed him overseer in his house and over all that he owned, Yahweh blessed the Egyptian's house on account of Joseph. Thus, the blessing of Yahweh was upon all that he owned, in the house and in the field. So he left everything he owned in Joseph's hand and with him, and there he did not concern himself with anything except the food which he ate. Now, Joseph was beautiful in form and beautiful in appearance. So I want to pause here for a moment in this story. We see here is upon Joseph being thrown into a pit by his brothers, now having been pulled out of this pit and sold to the Ishmaelites, and now being sold by them unto Potiphar in Egypt, as a slave unto him, we see that Yahweh was still with Joseph. He did not leave him abandoned or forsaken, but he was with Joseph. So as Joseph is going through the trials, as he's going through the testing, to be positioned to where he needs to be in order to be able to fulfill the dream which was given unto him, God does not leave Joseph alone. He doesn't forsake him, but he stays with him. Yahweh was with him when he was in the pit. Yahweh is with him when he is in Potiphar's house. And because Yahweh is with him, Joseph is successful. But something we need to think about here, though, is not just that Yahweh was with Joseph. Joseph also had to respond in the right way. Joseph also had to remain faithful. And Joseph remained faithful. And because Joseph remained faithful in what was right and remained faithful in regards to serving Potiphar, even though he had every right to be bitter and angry, he did not react that way. Instead, he held on to the dream which was given to him, which at this moment in time probably fully did not understand the meaning of this dream and how all this was going to play a part in this dream. But he held the belief. And as he held the belief, he stayed faithful in what he was told to do. And Yahweh was with him. And he was so faithful as a servant in Potiphar's house that it says it came a time that Potiphar appointed him overseer of all that he owned. That's how much of a faithful servant in the hand of Yahweh was upon him, that he was giving rulership, oversight over everything in his house that he owned. This is an example, and this shows us the right way to respond when we are tested and we are tried. Are you going to remain faithful to that which you believe in, to that which you hold to? Are you going to stay faithful to what is righteous? Are you going to remain faithful to his instructions and what he has guided you in and what he has laid out on how we are to love him and how we are to love people, how we are to walk in that which is right? Are we going to remain a faithful servant unto him? And so he was so faithful that everything was left to him. Now it says here that Joseph was beautiful in form and appearance, and this is going to lead Joseph into another problem, to another issue, which is just going to eventually push him to the next step of where he needs to be. So we're going to look at verse 7 now, and it says, "And it happened after these events that his master's wife set her eyes on Joseph and said, 'Lie with me.' But he refused and said to his master's wife, 'Behold, with me here, my master does not concern himself with anything in the house. He has given all that he owns into my hand. There is no one greater in this house than I, and he has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do this great evil and sin against God?' So it happened that as she spoke to Joseph day after day, he did not listen to her, to lie beside her or be with her. So here we see Joseph is serving as a faithful servant. Now he faces another test. His master's wife wants to lie with him, but Joseph refuses to listen to her words. He remains to be faithful to that which is right. He says, how can I do this great evil and sin against God? How can I do this which is wrong and lie with my master's wife? So he did not listen to her. He remained faithful to that which was right, that which was good, to serving and loving his master. Had he lied with his master's wife, he would not have been loving his master. So he continued to stay faithful in that regard. Now, in his attempt to remain faithful to his master, Potiphar's wife gets angry and falsely accuses Joseph of lying with her. And so we're going to see this here in verse 19. Now it happened that when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spoke to him, saying, this is what your slave did to me, his anger burned. So Joseph's master took him and put him into the jail, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in the jail. But Yahweh was with Joseph and extended loving kindness to him and gave him favor in the sight of the chief jailer. So the chief jailer gave into the hand of Joseph all the prisoners who were in the jail, so that whatever was done there, he was the one who did it. The chief jailer did not supervise anyone under Joseph's hand, because Yahweh was with him, and whatever he did, Yahweh made to succeed. So Joseph has stood up for that which was right. He refuses to lie with Potiphar's wife. He is falsely accused by Potiphar's wife. Potiphar believes the words of his wife and throws Joseph into jail for this. Now, again, Joseph now has a choice. He can look back and look at what has happened in his life, and he can choose to give up hope. He can choose to hold on to bitterness and to anger and to say, I have every right to be angry. I have every right to hold bitterness against these people and to try to seek revenge against these people. Because everything that he has done right, it seems that he is being repaid evil. And serving Potiphar faithfully, what he gets in return is to be falsely accused and thrown into jail. So the action and the choice of how Joseph chooses to respond is he goes into the jail and he still remains to be a faithful servant. He was such a faithful servant that just as everything was put under his hands in Potiphar's house, now we see that happening inside the jail. Because Yahweh was with Joseph inside the jail as well. And I believe that Joseph is still holding on to the dream at this moment in time. he is holding on to this, and it's fueling him. It's helping guide him to respond in that which is right instead of how he would naturally want to respond in his flesh. But he seeks that which is the righteous way to respond. So he stays serving in faithfulness. Sometimes our faithfulness will not be rewarded right away. Sometimes it may look like we're getting the opposite of what we should get from our faithfulness. But we have to remain faithful in doing that which is right, that which is good, and remaining faithful, even when things aren't going right. Eventually, we will see the reward of our faithfulness. Eventually, we're going to see our dream fulfilled, just as eventually Joseph saw his dream fulfilled upon remaining faithful. Had Joseph not remained faithful in Potiphar's house, his dream is not fulfilled. Had Joseph responded in anger upon being falsely accused and thrown into jail and not remained a faithful servant, he wouldn't have seen his dream fulfilled. So it was upon staying faithful after setback after setback after setback that Joseph gets to see his dream fulfilled. Now let's look at what the words of Yeshua speaks to us in regards to us being a faithful servant. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 14. For it is just like a man about to go on a journey who has called his own slaves and handed over his possessions to them. And to one he gives 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each one according to his own ability. And he went on his journey, and immediately the one who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and gained 5 more talents. In the same manner, the one who had received the 2 talents gained 2 more. But he who received the 1 talent went away and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. So pause here for a moment. Yeshua is giving us a parable. He is giving us an illustration of what it means to be a faithful servant. And he starts this story off and says, one man's given 5, one is given 2, and one is given 1. And they are given out according to their own ability, according to the ability that they have. He gives to us according to the ability that we have. So we have a starting point of where we are with our ability, and he has given us this. Now it's upon us as servants of being a faithful servant of what we're going to do with what he has given us. And what we do with what he has given us is going to determine what he gives us as we go down our journey. Okay. So as we read here, these men, one is given 5 talents. He goes and he gains 5 more talents. So he uses his ability to take that 5 talents and to turn it into 5 more. The one who is given 2 talents uses his ability to turn those 2 talents into 2 more. But the one who is given 1 does not use his ability. Instead of using his ability, He goes and he hides his master's money and does not make any more money out of it. He is lazy. So let's see how the master responds when he comes back. In verse 19, now after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. And the one who had received the 5 talents came up and brought 5 more talents, saying, Master, you handed 5 talents over to me. See, I have gained 5 more talents. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. So to the one who used his ability and turned the 5 talents into 5 more, his response to him is, well done, good and faithful slave or servant. It says, you were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. It's not until we are faithful with the little that he has given us that he will give us the many things. Joseph had to show himself to be faithful in both Potiphar's house and in the prison before he was put in charge of many things in Egypt. It was him showing himself to be a good and faithful servant that he was able to be made governor in Egypt. Same applies to us. It's in our willingness to be faithful in the small things which we have been given that we are able to be put in charge of many things, that we will be able to see our dreams fulfilled, the things that he has spoken unto us, the things that he desires to give unto us. Now let's look at how he responds to the man who buried his talent in verse 24. And the one also who had received the 1 talent came up and said, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. And I was afraid and went away and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours. But his master answered and said to him, you wicked, lazy slave. You knew that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I scattered no seed. Therefore, you ought to have put my money in the bank. And on my arrival, I would have received my money back with interest. Therefore, take away the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. We can see the displeasure in the master when the servant did not use his ability. And it is the same with our Father. He is displeased when we do not use our ability. The worst thing that we can do is to choose not to use the ability that he has given unto us to do. It's for us not to be faithful to what he has given us to do. That is the worst thing we can do. And that is what this servant did. And because he did that, that which was given unto him was given unto the man who now had 10 talents. So that tells you, if the one had 10 talents, he was given 5 talents. And he turned that 5 talents into 10 talents. Who still has the 10 talents? Did the master take his talents back from the servant? Or is he allowed to keep that additional five talents that he had gained? Because reading that, you would say he kept it. So in his faithfulness and using his ability, maybe he did not expect to be able to keep that which was given unto him and that which he made out of it. But he was. He got to keep it. And not only did he get to keep the 10 talents, but he got the talent from the one who was lazy and chose not to use his ability. He does not respond or treat us and how we would define fairness. Many people would say for him to give one guy five talents and one two and the other one, that's not fair. He doesn't think the way we think. He gives according to the ability, and he gives according to what he can trust. And because of that, when the one has his taken away, he gives it to the one that he finds to be his most faithful servant. So look at verse 29. For to everyone who has more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away. So to the one who is a faithful servant, to that one more shall be given, and to that one there will be an abundance. But we're going to, in our journey of being a faithful servant, we're going to start with only five talents, or maybe two talents, or one talent. But it's our willingness to use our ability even when we have the one talent and not be lazy and not use our ability that's going to allow us to get more. It's our ability to be as Joseph was, to remain faithful to who we are and to that which is right, and to remain faithful unto our ability, even in the midst of a test, even when things do not seem to be lining out at that moment in time, even when it seems that we are not being rewarded for our faithfulness at that moment in time. But if we remain faithful and we hold on to the dream as Joseph did, we don't lose faith, we don't lose expectation, but we keep believing, we keep hoping, we keep expecting for the dream to be fulfilled. And upon our faithfulness over time, the dream will be fulfilled just as it was in Joseph's life. And next week, we're going to see how this remaining faithful puts him in a position to respond correctly, and how remaining faithful to be a servant allows him to respond correctly when he is in the place that he has been divinely set up to be in for that moment in time, for him to respond in the right way in order to bring salvation unto his family and for him to be elevated as governor in Egypt, thus seeing the fulfillment of his dream. The purpose of the dream is not to elevate Joseph, but it was to position Joseph in a place so that his family would have a place to take refuge during the famine. And of course, later plays a role in the exodus of Egypt and the preaching of the Passover. Well, hallelujah. We are so glad that you have joined us for this week's teaching. We will be back again next week. So come back now, and shalom, y'all. Scripture quotations taken from LSB, Legacy Standard Bible, copyright 2021 by the Lockman Foundation, used by permission, all rights reserved, managed in partnership with 316 Publishing Incorporated, lsbible.org, and 316publishing.com.